Now, the way we use our band structure theory is we go back to our simplest view of the bonding. At an atom level, we had our isolated atomic orbitals. When we went to the molecule, we simply combined them together using our linear combination of atomic orbitals. We can keep building that up, so that here we've got a polymer Li4, so we've now got four lithiums joined together. And we go to Li-N, well, this is now N atoms, and N can be a vast number. So inside that vast number then, half of them are bonding in character, the other half are antibonding. And this is now our description in terms of valence band theory. There are now so many orbitals sitting down here, our occupied orbitals, that we don't refer to them as individual orbitals anymore. We call them the valence band. So in this dark bluey-grey colour here, that's our valence band, and it's populated with electrons. Sitting up top, we have got the empty orbitals, and these guys here then are referred to as the conduction band. Now remember, these inside the band, there's an infinitely large number of these orbitals, which are delocalized now over the solid rather than over a molecule. But again, it's the same concept exactly. It's a mathematical function that indicates that right through all of those metals on the structure, there's some character for that molecular orbital, okay, across the whole material. Now, the way that this is working, why people can do these calculations, is that inside something like hexagonal closest packing, there's symmetry. And they can use symmetry then to calculate the structure of that material using the orbitals that are localized at the outset on an atom.